But I just want to speak for a few moments, prepared a few thoughts here about Jerome of Prague. Today is the anniversary of the martyrdom of the reformer Jerome of Prague. Actually, 603 years ago, on the 30th of May, 1416, he was burned at the stake. Now, he was born at Prague, Bohemia, 1379, educated in the city's university. He was greatly distinguished for his learning. He travelled throughout Europe and studied in a number of universities throughout the continent. First of all, he was at the University of Oxford. Then he moved on to Paris and Cologne, and finally at Heidelberg, before returning to complete his studies in Prague. Now, at Oxford, he had a number of visits to England, but at his first visit to Oxford University in 1402, at 23 years of age, he came into contact with the writings of John Wycliffe. John Wycliffe, you will remember, was the famous translator of the Bible into the English tongue for the people of Britain. And he got hold of Wycliffe's writings at the university, began to read them and study them, greatly influenced by them, and he devoured them for his own edification, for his own soul. And he actually mastered the English language, and he endeavoured to translate many of those writings for his fellow countrymen. Well, whenever he went back to Bohemia, he became the companion and follower of the famous reformer John Huss. The Council of Constance, you remember, they burned Huss later on, and despite a promise that they would give him safe conduct, the emperor promised him safe conduct to and from the council, but that promise was not kept. And on the 6th of July, 1415, he was burnt at the stake. And around about that time, Jerome himself recklessly ventured to go to Constance himself. He was captured, and he also was tried and sentenced to death. Under pressure, however, he sadly recanted, and he agreed with the Romish authorities of the justice of the punishment of Huss and of the declaration of their anathema against Wycliffe. So it was a sad recantation. However, thankfully, he quickly repented of that. He changed his mind and he declared his repentance, and he bore witness to the martyr John Huss and stood up for him. He said, "I knew him from his childhood. He was a most excellent man, just and holy. He was condemned, notwithstanding his innocence. I am ready to die. I will not recoil before the torments that are prepared for me this time by mine enemies and false witnesses, who will one day have to render an account of their deeds before the great God." And he reproached himself. He gave, as long as he had the power to be able to say it before the council, he spoke freely of his faith and of his repentance about his recantation. He said, "Of all the sins that I have committed since my youth, none weigh so heavily on my mind and cause me such remorse as that which I committed in this fatal place, when I approved of the iniquitous sentence against Wycliffe and against the holy martyr John Huss, my master and my friend. Yes, I confess it from my heart and declare with horror that I disgracefully trembled when, through a dread of death, I condemned their doctrines. I therefore supplicate Almighty God to pardon me my sins, and this one in particular, the most heinous of all." The bishops at that point would not allow him to speak anymore. They said, "What do we need any more further proof of?" And they condemned him as a stubborn heretic. And on this day, the 30th of May, 1416, he was burned to death. It is said he went to the stake with joy and gladness, had a prominent, smiling face. And it is interesting in that history relates that the canon of Notre Dame, who was present, he made a cap for him, and it was painted with red devils, and it was placed upon his head, and he had to go to the stake wearing that cap. And of that cap he is supposed to have said, "Our Lord Jesus Christ, when he suffered death for me, a most miserable sinner, did wear a crown of thorns upon his head, and I for his sake will wear this adorning of derision and blasphemy." It is said that the executioner was lighting the fire behind Jerome, and Jerome rebuked him and said, "Come here and kindle it before my face, for had I been afraid of it, I had not come here. I've had so many opportunities to have escaped and saved myself." Whenever the faggots were lighted, he sung a hymn, and among some of his last words in the Bohemian language, he said, "Father God, forgive me my sins." And among other things he said to his persecutors at the stake, "You condemn me, though innocent, but after my death I will leave a sting in you. I call on you to answer me before Almighty God within 100 years. And of course, within that 100 years, Luther nailed his 95 theses in Wittenberg, and the sting of the Protestant Reformation is still felt by those who condemned Jerome of Prague. His final breath, "This soul in flames I offer, Christ, to thee." And so the anniversary of the death of Jerome of Prague.